Now, we are going to move into the last item of the agenda. I know we're all eager. And, well, I guess more eager to go to hospitality afterwards, which is in the great room right across from the elevators. But we're going to deal with elections right now. And we got certain offices. The first office, I'm going to conduct the election for that position, and afterwards I will turn it over to Donna. So, the nominating committee recommended Donna Pomerantz as president of CCB. Nominations from the floor are open. Are there any nominations for the floor for position of president? Are there any nominations from the floor for the position of president? And this is the last time I'm going to ask if there is any nominations from the floor for president. We're getting certain motions. We got multiple motions. I think generally everyone has asked for closing and us nominating Donna. And those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nays. Abstentions. Congratulations. And it gives me great pleasure to turn over the mic to Donna Pomerantz.
Thank you, everyone. I already gave a speech, so I will just say thank you so much. And it takes each and every one of us to make CCB what we are. So I will be calling you, and you know you can call or email me. Thank you. The next position that is up for election is the position of vice president. The nominating committee put forth the name of Eugene Lozano Jr. And I will now open any nominations from the floor. Are there any nominations from the floor? Third and final time, are there any nominations from the floor? Okay. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Gene is elected.
I wish to thank you for giving me this honor of representing you for another 2 years as your first vice president, and please feel free at any time to contact me, and if there's any way I can be of assistance or to give me ideas of things that we can do. So again, thank you very much.
Okay, the nominating committee brought forth the name of Peter Pardini for the office of treasurer. And I wish to ask to open it up from the floor. Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? Moved and seconded and elect by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations, Peter. If we can get a mic over to Peter. Oh, you have one. Maybe you need to wish Peter condolences because, you know.
Thank you all very much for electing me by acclamation. I really appreciate this honor. And I will continue to work very hard for the California Council of the Blind as your treasurer. And again, if anybody wants copies of any treasurer's reports, please contact myself or the CCB office. So I'm honored by your vote of confidence.
Yay!
And I do want to put another plug in. We do have meal tickets available.
Give him the hook. Go ahead.
For the meals tomorrow.
Yes.
And raffle and sweepstakes tickets.
The new name I gave him in the president's dinner was Guido Pardini. Guido. Okay. Thank you, Peter. The nominating committee brought forward the name of Vince Calderon for a director position. I open up nominations from the floor. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And voted by acclamation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Congratulations, Vince.
Now you get to say
something. Mary Lou's been on me to keep saying something all the time. I don't have to, but thank you very much. I'm back for another term, and I will do my best, and I will do the best I can to serve as committee chair. And so anything else I can do, I'm going to do it. So thank you very much.
Yay! And I'd like to share with you that Vince Calderon has agreed to be our chair of the Finance and Budget Committee. So Vince and Peter will be working a lot together. The nominating committee brings forward the name of Lena Dawes for the position of director. And I would like to open it up. Are there any nominations from the floor? She is currently a director, and she is running for her second term. Oh, I apologize. Are you hyphenating, Lena? Or are you? Okay, she's not. Okay. Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor? Third and final time. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you. I am very excited to serve my second term and sort of a new, continuing this chapter, but sort of a new chapter for me is I have finished my term as student president. And I thank you for this opportunity to continue. And I, too, will make a plug. We do have raffle tickets that the students are selling.
Yay! Thank you. I have a bunch of plans for Lena, so. But she's on board. Yay. All right. The nominating committee brings forward the name of David Hanlon for the position of director. David is running for his second term. And I'll open it up. Are there any nominations from the floor?
I nominate Charles Valdez.
Okay, there is a nomination from the floor for Charles Navarrete for the position of director. Charles, do you accept that nomination? Charles said he does. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Third time, are there any nominations from the floor? Okay. Nominations are closed. We have from the floor. Okay, so for this election, apologies here. We have David Hanlon. First, does everyone have their badges? Badges. Ballots only go to people with badges that have orange dots on them. We'll be passing. Oh, didn't take a vote on closing nominations. Thank you, Bernice. Seconded the motion. All those in favor of closing nominations signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. What I would like to ask is if David Hanlon has speakers to speak on his behalf. Okay. David, who will your speakers be?
I would like to have Doug Martin from San Diego.
Doug Martin from San Diego. And Roger Peterson. Okay. And Charles, do you have speakers?
Yes.
Who will your speakers be? Teddy Joy Remhild. And Charles is going to speak as well. Okay. No, I didn't. Oh, okay. The question came out, how many more director positions? We have one more after this. Okay. And folks want to know who it is? Or can we go ahead and do this first? Thank you. That baby steps. Okay. Now, for David Hanlon, and we're going to give you 3 minutes in total for your speakers, so you'll need to divide up that time. And do we have a microphone?
Yes, I have.
To Doug Martin. Okay, Doug, I will tell you when to start. And again, 3 minutes to be split. Can somebody turn off their phone, please? Thank you. Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and have your speaker start. Doug, please.
Hello, I am very honored to recommend David Hanlon for another term as director. David is president of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors. Dave has been a vendor for, close to 30 years. When I was working at the Naval Ocean Systems Center back in the mid-90s, I used to buy things from him, and I still owe him for a muffin. but David has been extremely active in our San Diego chapter. He is the first board member from our chapter in many years, and we are extremely grateful to have him. He has generously provided all the things we needed for many of our local fundraisers, and he has provided leadership in planning. He has an absolutely wonderful business sense, which not many of the blind people around here, frankly, do. He's provided excellent leadership at our chapter meetings. And has provided excellent leadership in his first term. And I'm very pleased to recommend David Hanlon for another term. Thank you.
Roger.
So David Hanlon is running for his second term. He not only represents Randolph Shepherd Vendors, as Doug mentioned, but he's also significantly hearing impaired and is chair of the hearing impaired, visually impaired, or whatever it's called, committee that we have. I don't know whether we've quite said
one minute
title or not, but anyway, he's chair of that, and I serve with him on that committee, and we're really trying to make the convention more accessible to people, to blind people, visually impaired people who have significant hearing impairments. So I think that issue also needs to be represented on the board, and I support the continued service of Dave Hanlon on the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Does Teddy Joy Remhild have a mic?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
Thank you so much. I am really pleased to tonight to speak to you in support of Charles Navarrete for the position of a board member for CB. I've been a member and I've known Charles for the past 20 years. Charles has a distinguished resume and record of service to the blind community for many more of those years, many more than those years. And he's been a member for 15 years of the Blind Advisory Committee, and for several of those years he chaired that committee. He also has been a board member on the CCB, and in the late 90s, 97, 98, he was the first vice president of the CCB. And Charles also is very distinguished in that his professional resume is that of an administrative law judge, and has done a lot of work in the Governmental Affairs Committee, and I've served with him on that. Charles brings a lot to our board of directors in academic and legal and professional skills and abilities, and I really hope you will support his election to the board of directors tonight. Thank you.
One minute.
I just wanted to briefly respond to a question I've been asked, why I stopped running after serving this first vice president. The immediate reason was because I had surgery to remove tumors in mid-1999. And after that, I had other surgeries, including a tear in my eyeball. I also made some choices that affected my family and caused them a lot of pain, especially my youngest daughter, who has a psychological condition. And so I decided in 2001 to try to heal that, and that took several years. And
30 seconds.
And also, you know, I suffer from depression condition, and after, you know, 2000, I really was in depressed condition, which robbed me of energy and initiative. So I'm prepared to participate in the leadership of CCB and contribute. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have, thank you very much. We have our volunteers who will be passing out ballots, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong. The incumbent, or the person brought forward by the nominating committee, is David Hanlon. When you receive your ballot, if you choose to vote for David Hanlon, do not tear it, leave it whole. If you choose to vote for Charles Navarrete, you will tear one corner of your ballot. If you choose to vote for David Hanlon, leave your ballot as it is. If you choose to vote for Charles Navarrete, tear off one corner. And remember, ballots only go to people who have orange dots. I can't see them, but you can. Okay. And of course, Roller Skates Ed is running around passing out ballots. So.
You are alive, though.
Oh, Jeff is moving to abolish secret ballots. Wow. Who did that? You know, maybe a guide dog got to it. Does everyone have a whole ballot without a corner torn off so that you could make your decision? Mitch says no. His ballot has a corner torn off of it, so Mitch needs a whole ballot. Ay, 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 the things they're going to say about California. Okay, loud guy, do you have a whole ballot now? Are all the ballots? Okay. Let's see. So is this why, you know, is this a voting security issue maybe? Voter fraud, somebody said. Okay. All right. Now, folks, they're collecting ballots. And what I'd like to do is... Actually, what I'd like to do very quickly, because I gave our credential chair a surprise, so I'm giving her time to get things ready here. But I'd like to go ahead and do a... Oh, is Ed around or no?
I'm here.
I'd like to go ahead and do a door prize. Our folks love door prizes. But the door prize we're going to do is going to surprise Ed, because he doesn't have to go run to get a door prize. We had a donation from a member for the membership breakfast. So I'm going to pick a name. Oh, and those breakfasts are good. Oh, chef is so delicious. Okay. Patricia Gould? Are you in the room? No, she's not in the room. Okay, for the membership breakfast. Phil Obregon, are you in the room? Okay, he's not here. Okay. I'm hard. What happened?
We're training our new guys how to do ballots. Mary Lou's helping.
Oh, okay. Vicky Parker, are you in the room? Yay, Vicky. Yay, Vicky. She gets a ticket to the membership breakfast. Yay! Okay. Okay. All righty. Thank you. Well, Vicky, you can't leave the room because Ed. He went away. Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to give the microphone over to our credentials chair so that she can call the chapters and affiliates so we can get that vote. So I'm going to give it over to you.
Okay. Do you guys need me to read the chapters that are not seated, or do you have that? Okay. Okay, okie dokie. ACB Capital Chapter.
You just want me to read the delegates? Or?
Delegate Jeff Tom, alternate Linda O'Neill. 44 members, 9 votes. You want me to repeat it, or?
You're the live mic. Do you know that?
Is it wired or wireless?
Wireless.
Come up to the front, everybody. I'm up here in the front, by the way, for those who come after me. Capital Chapter casts 3 votes for Hanlon, 6 votes for Navarrete.
Okay, 3 votes Hanlon, 6 votes Navarrete. Okay, Active Wine, excuse me, Inland Valleys Chapter, Delegate Irene Nunez, Alternate Nellie Emerson, 14 members, 5 votes, sorry.
3 votes, Hanlon, 2, Navarrete.
Okay. Alameda County Chapter, Delegate Katrina McCurdy, no alternate, 12 members, 5 votes.
Three votes, Hanlon, 2 votes, Navarrete.
Okay, Association for Multicultural Concerns.
5 votes, Charles Navarrete.
5 votes, Charles Navarrete.
Okay. Bayview Chapter.
Nine votes
for Charles Navarrete.
Okay. Braille Revival League, 5 votes. Delegate is Keith Johnson. No alternate. Okay. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes.
Two votes, Hanlon, 3, Navarrete.
California Council Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes.
Four votes, Navarrete, and 1 vote, Hanlon.
Okay. California Library Users of California, 5 votes. Sorry.
2.5 Hanlon, 2.5
Navarrete. Compton Chapter?
5 votes.
Yeah, 10 votes. Okay.
5 votes Hamlet, 5 votes Navarrete.
Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes.
2 votes Hamlet, 3 votes Navarrete.
You need to do it on the mic. Okay.
East Los Angeles Chapter.
Did you get the Contra Costa Chapter vote? They were bringing me the mic, sorry.
Sorry.
2 votes, Contra Costa was 2 votes Hanlon, 3 votes Navarrete.
Okay, East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes. Glendale Burbank Chapter, 6 votes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought he did.
East Los Angeles will give 7 votes to Charles Navarrete.
Okay, Glendale Burbank, 6 votes.
5 votes Hanlon, 1 vote Navarrete.
Okay, Golden Gate Chapter, 5 votes. Delegate Warren Cushman. Oh, okay, thank you.
5 votes, okay. Navarrete.
Did we get that one or not?
Okay. Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, 5 votes.
Greater Bakersfield, 5 votes Hanlon.
Okay. Greater Long Beach Chapter, 5 votes.
Two votes Hanlon, 3 votes Navarrete.
Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 5 votes.
No one's raising their hand.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't see you.
Okay,
Hush. 3 Navarrete, 2 Hanlon.
Okay, Guide Dog Users of California, 5 votes.
No one's, no hands.
Ken, you're the delegate.
Okay, 3 Hanlon, 2 Navarrete.
Orange County Chapter, 5 votes.
I'm sorry. Orange County votes 5 Hanlon.
Orientation Center for the Blind, 5 votes.
Two votes Hanlon, 3 votes Navarrete.
Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, 5 votes.
All 5 votes for me.
I love it. That was spoken with true conviction. Okay. Redwood Empire Council Chapter, 10 votes.
Ten votes, Hanlon.
Okay, San Bernardino Chapter, 14 votes.
San Bernardino Chapter, 14 votes, Hanlon.
San Diego Braille Club Chapter, 8 votes.
All 8 votes, David Hanlon.
Okay. San Diego Chapter, 5 votes.
San Diego Chapter votes, 5 votes, Hanlon.
San Francisco Chapter, 7 votes.
I'll help to even out the score with my friend Judy Wilkinson. I'm going to cast 3.5 for Hanlon and 3.5 for Navarrete.
Okay, San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 10 votes.
2 votes Hanlon, 8 votes Navarrete.
Silicon Valley Chapter, 100 members, 20 votes.
Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, pardon me, all choked up. Cast 10 votes for Hanlon and 10 votes for Navarrete.
Yosemite Gateway Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Hanlon.
And that concludes the chapters who are seated.
Okay, thank you very much. And our treasurer is tallying up the votes. While our treasurer is tallying up the votes, a door prize, yes. See, the membership tells me what to do and I do it. Oh. You know, babe, do you think we're at home? Remember, we're going to the room together tonight.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. What my mom says to my father is, remember, Cordero, You still have to come home tonight. Okay. Door prize. We have a trailside goodie box and a bag of fudge from Alameda and another membership breakfast ticket donated.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And let's have Jean draw the winning ticket. Terry Almy, are you in the room? Terry Almy is not in the room. Let's pick another name. Ah, torn corner one. Lisa Irving, are you in the room? Yay! All right. Great. Congratulations. Fudge, goodie box. And free breakfast. Okay. And our treasurer is still counting up the votes, so why don't we do another door prize? Yes. Uh-oh. No, that was not Ed. He's okay. All righty. As soon as Ed's a set of plastic serving trays and a bag of fudge. And these plastic, I want these plastic serving trays. Ooh, they're cool. Okay. We're going to go ahead and have, okay, we're going to have Pam Pology draw the name, and after we get a winner, Peter has the vote. Bob Rennie, are you in the room? Yay! Okay. All righty. So, I know there were two mics, but I'm going to get up and give Peter mine. See, I share.
David Hanlon, 172. Charles Navarrete, 111.
Okay, where is the... Okay. David, if we're getting a mic over to you. So David could say a few words.
Boy, I did count the vote for myself, huh? Anyway, thank you all very much. One of my goals is to try to get a better equipment for our listening device system. And I've been extremely frustrated the last couple of years trying to get the various Lion Clubs to help out. So with the help of Lee Morton and the San Diego chapter and my committee, I hope to really attain that goal. So thanks for giving me another chance so that I can try to complete this goal.
Okay. Charles, did you wish to say a few words?
Well, thank you all who voted for me, and I'm sure David's going to continue to do good work. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. The nominating committee brings forward the name of David Jackson for the position of director, And he would be running for his fourth term, fourth and final term. And David is not here. However, I believe it is proper for me to ask if there is anyone to speak on his behalf.
No, well, you don't know yet.
Oh. Yeah, I was just making sure. Okay, yes. Okay. So what I would like to do is open it up for any other nominations from the floor. Dan Kaiser is not here, and we don't know if he is interested, so I believe it's proper for that not to be accepted. Okay, cannot accept that. Okay, are there any other nominations from the floor?
Madam President?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Charles Navarrete.
Third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay. Okay. So we have... Oh, I'm sorry. See, I'm just wanting to jump to the other thing. Okay. Oh. Sorry. Are you okay, Gene? Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. We have a motion to accept. Oh, Charles, do you accept?
Yeah.
See, look, I was already telling you what to do. I didn't even ask you. Charles does accept. And we move that nominations be closed. And all those in favor? Opposed? Abstentions? Thank you very much. Now, David Jackson, I heard Linda Perrell. Is there anyone else to speak for David Jackson? Linda, did he ask you to speak? He did. Okay. So, yes, we do have verification that David did ask Linda to speak on his behalf. Are there any other speakers for David, or is it Linda? Okay, hearing none. And help me out here for a second. Charles already had two speakers. He does not get... Okay. Jeff is saying he has a right to. Okay, so Charles, who will speak for you then for this time? Or you can decline it.
In the interest of time, I'll decline. I've already had Teddy present very well for me, and thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right. We will have 3 minutes for David Hanlon, speaker. Linda?
David Jackson.
Ah, David Jackson. I was, you know... That's what happens when I have no wine. Okay, speaker for David Jackson, Linda Perrell.
No.
Linda, do you have a microphone?
I have one now.
Perfect. Let's hear from Linda.
Thank you all very much. I rise tonight to speak for my good friend, David Jackson, who's running for his fourth term on the board. David humbly apologizes for his absence due primarily to financial concerns, But let me tell you a bit about David. First, I'll tell a personal story. I moved here in 2005 and came to the San Francisco chapter in September of that year. And David was one of the first people to greet me. And we have become fast friends and good baseball buddies. oh, yeah. So, but that shows his deep commitment to the issue of membership. As a member of the membership committee, and even before he got officially involved with the membership committee, David helped to revive the struggling Alameda chapter, which might not exist if it hadn't been for some intervention by David and some good response by those members of that chapter who wanted to stay active. So that's one of his accomplishments. David is also a member of the BART Advisory Committee. I'm not sure the exact title of that, but transportation is a major concern of his.
2 minutes.
And I know that he has worked with Gene on those issues. He's been a member of CCB since 1985, and there's nobody with a bigger heart and more love for CCB than David. His commitment is deep, and he would like to continue to serve one more term on the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. So they are going, our volunteers are going to pass out the ballots. Yes. Our volunteers will. Okay, there. I'm. We're passing out the ballots. Okay, our volunteers are passing out the ballots. Okay. David Jackson was brought forward by the nominating committee, so you leave your ballot whole if you are voting for David Jackson. You tear off one corner if you are voting for Charles Navarrete. If you're voting for David Jackson, you leave the ballot whole, leave it as is. If you're voting for Charles Navarrete, you tear off one corner of your ballot. Okay. David Jackson. Oh, my. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. David Jackson, leave your ballot as it is. Charles Navarrete, tear off one corner. Okay, is there anyone who does not have a ballot?
Raise your hand if you don't have one.
Raise your hand if you don't have a ballot. There was a deodorant commercial. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you're sure. It's late. Oy. David Jackson, leave your ballot as is. Charles Navarrete, tear off that corner. And I didn't hear anybody yell, hey, my corner was already torn off. So I guess we fixed that security issue.
Either that or he was going to tear it off anyway.
Yes, I did. Yes. Okay, folks are going to start collecting the ballots. And everybody's running around collecting ballots, so I'm not taking the delegate vote. What I would do is I would ask folks to stand up and get to the center aisle in preparation for giving your chapter vote when our credentials chair calls your chapter or affiliate. So, wow, Jeff's right there, front and center. Again, everyone, all delegates, come to the center aisle. And are you guys ready to run mics? Okay, I'm going to give the microphone, folks. Hello. I will sing again, I promise. Ooh, the room got quiet. Okay. All right, folks. Now, I'm going to give the microphone over to our credentials chair so that she can go ahead and call the roll of the chapters.
I have a mic, yes. Thank you. Okay. AB Capital Chapter, 9 votes.
9 votes, no, but I think.
Okay. Active One Inland Valleys Chapter, 5 votes.
You need to get to a mic.
You need a mic.
It's for the recording, and that's the reason, and for the people on ALDs.
Active Blind, 5 votes, Navarrete.
Okay. Alameda County Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes for David Jackson.
Okay. Association for Multicultural Concerns, 5 votes.
AMC votes, 5 votes for Charles Navarrete.
Bayview Chapter, 9 votes.
5 votes, Navarrete, 4 votes, Jackson.
Rail Revival League of California, 5 votes.
Yes, 5 votes, Jackson.
California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes.
Where's the phone? Yeah. 2 votes, Jackson, 3, Navarrete.
California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes.
4 votes, Navarrete, and 1 vote, Jackson.
California Library Users of California, 5 votes.
California Library Users cast its 5 votes for its longtime member, David Jackson.
Compton Chapter, 10 votes.
Compton Chapter, 5 votes apiece.
Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes.
Contra Costa votes, 5 votes for David Jackson.
East Los Angeles Chapter, 7 votes.
Mike is coming.
You can't, you have to wait
for
the mic.
Ed's coming.
7 votes, Charles Navarrete.
Glendale Burbank Chapter, 6 votes.
Who's their?
4 votes, Navarrete.
Okay.
2 votes, Jackson.
OK. Okay. Golden Gate Chapter, 5 votes.
He's over there.
Five votes, Navarrete.
Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, 5 votes.
5 votes, Jackson.
Greater Long Beach Chapter, 5 votes.
Five votes, Jackson.
Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 5 votes.
Right here. Okay. three Navarrete and 2 Jackson.
Okay, Guide Dog Users of California, 5 votes. You got to wait for the mic.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Microphone. Okay. Guide Dog Users of California gives its 5 votes to its great board member, David Jackson.
Orange County Chapter, 5 votes.
Orange County votes, 4 votes for Jackson, 1 vote for Navarrete.
Orientation Center for the Blind Alumni Association, 5 votes.
Two votes, Jackson. 3 votes, Navarrete.
Randolph Chevron Vendors of California, 5 votes.
5 votes for David Jackson.
Okay. Redwood Empire Council Chapter, 10 votes.
Ten votes for David Jackson.
San Bernardino Chapter, 14 votes.
14 votes, Charles Navarrete.
San Diego Brio Club Chapter, 8 votes.
8 votes, Jackson.
San Diego Chapter, 5 votes.
Ed cannot run for office. I'm just teasing.
San Diego Chapter gives his 5 votes to David Jackson.
San Francisco Chapter, 7 votes.
San Francisco, home of the broom-carrying World Series champion, San Francisco Giants, cast 7 votes for our native son, David Jackson.
San Gabriel Valley Chapter, 10 votes.
Navarrete.
Silicon Valley Chapter, 20 votes. Silicon. It's a long night, you guys.
Silicon Valley votes 12 votes for Jackson and 8 for Navarrete.
Well, I won't mispronounce this. Yosemite Gateway Chapter, 5 votes.
Yosemite Gateway votes 5 votes, David Jackson.
And that concludes the chapter accounts.
Okay, thank you. And while Peter is tallying up the votes, I know I heard the call of the wild, the door prize, the wild door prize people. That's what I can say. The CCB Call of the Wild is door prize. Okay, Ed went over to the chair. He's getting a door prize. Okay, we have a ticket for the membership breakfast tomorrow.
And we have a case of
Hot Weaver microwave popcorn, 24 bags. Oh, I love it. Let's have our credentials chair draw. Ooh, popcorn. Ooh, membership breakfast. Andy Baracco, are you in the room? No. Andy Baracco, you won. Yay. All right. Oh, that popcorn. Okay, I hear our treasurer. I think he said, I have, oh. Peter has the votes. But he needs a microphone, and I'm wired over here, so I can't move. Ah, here comes Ed. Mr. Treasurer, please give us the votes.
Jackson, 144 votes. Navarrete, 134 votes. Jackson's the winner. Wow.
Okay, thank you very, very much. And I would, sorry. I hear talking in the back. Ken's pretty loud. I think we'll need to put him outside. All right. I want to thank everybody Charles, yes. We're going to give Charles a mic.
I'd like to apologize for making it a long night. And I may have quoted Richard Nixon, but I don't feel that way. I'm going to continue to work with CCB and help the council become successful. Thank you for
voting.
Thank
you very, very much. And Charles, I know where to find you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody who ran tonight. And Charles, thank you for continuing to support CCB. Let us go ahead and call this meeting, this general session adjourned. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.